In our property segment today, we're looking at buying a property via auction. Some suggest it's cheaper to do so. So what's involved in the process? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Skoko Sibola. He's principal leader at Leapfrog Midrand. Thank you so much for joining us, Skoko. So what is an auction sale? Let's start there.
Look, an auction sale is where a property is put out in public and it's open for bidders who will be participating in the day of the auction.
So a lot of people think that by getting a property on auction, they're more likely to get a decent property for a bargain, as opposed to buying a property via the more traditional way through an estate agent. Is that a correct assumption?
Look, it's not necessarily the case. The misconception is that you will get a good deal at an auction. In recent times, we've seen banks, instead of going the auction route, rather going the assisted sale route, where they give the owner of the property other avenues as opposed to going the auction route. So you won't necessarily find a bargain in that most properties these days, which are up on the market, the settlement is still a bit high for the banks to try and recoup what it has already spent on the property.
So on entering the auction space, what is it that a buyer needs to be mindful of and what kind of homework would they need to do before taking the leap of becoming a bidder?
Look, I think one is need to do as much homework as possible. Firstly, one has to establish the market value. And this can be done through the assistance of your trusted property advisor in the area. They can either pull a deep search and find out what recently happened in that area, which will sort of give you a guideline of what the properties were.
So,
secondly, one would have to establish the state of the property, maybe perhaps do a site visit, just to see the condition and establish how much it would cost you perhaps if the property needs some maintenance issues.
So, practically speaking, for those who want to get into the bid process, how in practice does the auction actually work? And I understand that a potential buyer needs to put down a certain level of a refundable deposit to show their interest before being able to bid.
Certainly, one would have to put down a refundable deposit. And if your bid is indeed successful at the end of the day, one would have to follow up with a 10% deposit and you then get up to 30 days. To put through the guarantee.
Now, in an auction situation, is cash the only payment method allowed or preferred? Just please clarify on that one for us. And also, what other costs can be expected in the process?
Not necessarily. You know, that used to be the norm back in the days that you needed to have cash to participate in an auction. These days, you can do a pre-qualifier through your bank or through your bond originator, who can give you a sort of a ballpark figure of how much you qualify for, and perhaps do a credit check and do an affordability test to make sure that when you actually now go to the auction, you do qualify and know you've got all your ducks in a row.
Right.
And other things that one would have to consider is if the sheriff's commission or if the auctioner's fees, that one can establish the total cost at the end of the day after the bid is successful.
And lastly, if you were to do a pro and cons analysis of participating in a property auctions process, what would that be?
Look, the pros definitely would be that you could potentially get a property at a good price. You could get the desirable property at a fantastic price. If that maybe the settlement is very small and maybe that the person or the property that's been auctioned has been far in trade up, you know, then that would mean the purchase price is coming considerably low.
Yes.
And the cause would be that you may find that, you know, you end up with a money pit. You buy a property that maybe has to last days, but you need to take that into consideration.
Super.
And another problem would be that if the property is occupied enough, you might find that you struggle to get the occupants of the property out after the property has been transferred to you. So you need to consider those that the eviction costs and so on and so forth.
No, that's a very important consideration indeed. That was Skoko Sibola. He's a principal at Leapfrog Midrand.